year, it's the same old thing. I go on the air and it's near Halloween and I just go insane. But you know, it just makes it feel, you know, just like the, I don't know, the Charlie Brown special, you know, it happens every year and it makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside. So I gotta play the old classics. Like this, the theme song to one of the most frightening motion pictures of all time, starring great thespian Don Knotts, the Ghost, and Mr. Chicken. Don't let it scare you. Remember, it's just music. It can't hurt you.
Years ago, great natural explosions rocked the earth, and a living, breathing thing was born. A week ago, last Tuesday, it shuddered, slithered, and made its way from the slimy depths of the Marianas Trench. Does it want to devour Cleveland, Ohio?
No, man.
Does it want to live in Cleveland, Ohio?
Well, it's a nice place to visit, but...
What does it want to do?
I just want a twist.
Yes, man. Well, so does everybody. What makes you so special?
Well, I got four other hits. That's my own vocal group. I got 14 legs growing out of each hip. I can twist from here to a New Orleans, because I'm fat and I'm slimy and I'm hard to clean. Everybody gotta do the monster twist. Put that brand new dance at the top of your list. Move your 14 legs till you're out of your mind. And then you shimmy and you shake and you bump and grind. Everybody's doing the the monster troop. I got an echo chamber built in my head. I use that greasy kid stuff on my scalp. I chew up boats and I gobble up planes, and I got 35,000 varicose veins. Everybody gotta do the monster twist. Shake your other hips and you dangle your wrist. Blow a breath of fire every single day, but don't you let romance fade away. Everybody's doing the monster 12.
Everyone was doing the monster twist. The stock market panicked, and the Dow Jones averages plummeted 87 points in 12 seconds. Veteran observers on Capitol Hill filibustered, and the decision was made to attack. 16,000 B-70s, flamethrowers, missiles, and spitballs bombarded the monster. Yet, nothing could stop the havoc wreaked by his 12th, or twoop, or twist. But then the government called on its secret weapon.
All right, folks. A one and a two, and everybody's got to do the bubble of bombs, because everybody knows it's what up front that comes.
Oh, no.
No, not that. I can't stand it. Help! Help! Take me back to the slime. Anything's better than this. Mother of pearl!
Sincerely would like to warn you about. The titles, The Gruesome Twosome and Something Weird. These are without exception the bloodiest, goriest motion pictures ever produced. If you are the least bit squeamish, do not attempt to see them. We have told you about many horror movies that you probably got a big kick out of, but these are different. If you are at all impressionable, don't see them. If you have an impressionable teenager, under no circumstances let him or her see it. Absolutely no children will be admitted. Both of these films are in color, which even makes the horror more horrible. We are sincere in warning you about these movies. The titles again are Gruesome Twosome and Something Weird, and they are honestly the goriest films ever produced. See them if you must. But we wanted you to know what to expect.
WIDR.
Ooh.
look away. I make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. I'm the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? I'm the slime oozing out from your TV set. You will obey me while I lead you in the garbage that I feed you until the day that we don't need you. Don't go for help, no one will heed you. Your mind is totally controlled. It has been stuffed into my mold, and you will do as you are told until the rights to you are sold.
From the New York, who's in the long on the living room floor? I am the slime.
listening to Swag. I think I feel better now. Maybe. We just heard Manfred Huber and Siegfried Schwab doing The Lions and the Cucumber. That is, of course, from Vampiros Lesbos, the Sexadelic Dance Party. Before that, Frank Zappa, I Am the Slime, by suggestion, Hot Blood, doing Soul Dracula. Hazel Atkins, We Got a Date. And we started the set off with Vic Mizzy, The Ghost, and Mr. Chicken. You're listening to Swag, the Halloween special. When I was undergoing my therapy, kept having these unusual dreams. It was just any regular episode of Swag. I was in the Lighter Studios, and it was dark, just like this evening. And you were out there. You were, as you are right now, you were listening to Swag. But there is this presence, this very strong presence that was with you and the radio. You couldn't help but feel it was something horrible. I could feel it through the radio transmitter. It was, instead of broadcasting out to you, you were broadcasting this evil thing at me. It was like we were linked with this band of evil frequency. So I had to somehow break the evil frequency, and I had to get you to do it too. We had to agree to break the connection. Because if we didn't break the connection, it would just succumb. We would just be succumbed. We would be overwhelmed with this thing. So, either I or you had to turn something off. And if we didn't do it, then it would be horrible. If I didn't turn the microphone off, or if you didn't turn the radio off, then we would just be all good. We'll be right back.
I can't even think of her name. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
Even think of her name. I'll have to look through my collection of human heads. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. They won't even let me strangle them. For I haven't met a girl so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eye.
I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye. That eye that kept winking and blinking at other men. It was me.
Some who took me up to the skies. But their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name.
Wait, what was her name? Doris, Laura, Chloe, Manny, Mo, Jack.
No, it couldn't have been Mo.
I can't stand it, I tell you. This is driving me sane.
She would always treat me mean, so I poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to my own flame.
Why, hey, what are you looking for under a tombstone in broad daylight?
Shh! You'll scare her away.
Scare her away? Who? What? What can you scare away here in a cemetery?
My ghoul friend. She's the ghost in the invisible bikini.
What are you putting me on? Herbie, I know you're broad-minded, but this is ridiculous.
No, I'm serious. And you should see her since she traded her bedsheet for a bikini.
Well, you must enjoy looking around for a real nothing broad.
It's really just that American International is inviting everyone out to the graveyard for a blood-curdling blast with the ghost in the invisible bikini to see Tommy Kirk, Deborah Wally, Aaron Kincaid, Harvey Lembeck, and Jesse White with Nancy Sinatra, and guest stars Basil Rathbone, Boris Karloff, and Susan Hart in the ghost in the invisible bikini in Pathé Color and Panavision.
Now, you would have to get commercial. Now you scared her away. Ooh.
I'm a hungry ghost, dead in bullseye's heart. I swallow medicine. There are hands that are gathered here. Well, my hands raised to speak, but you all won't hear. No, you all won't hear. Well, you all won't hear. Let me in. Yo!
Jackie White, Mama, God killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama poured me a cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let them lock me up. Don't hand me Johnny's pup, Mama, 'cause I might squeeze him too tight. I'm having crazy dreams again, Mama, so let me tell you about last night. Up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right there by his bed, with my hands around his throat, Mama, wishing both of us were dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let him lock me up. You know that little girl next door, Mama? I believe her name was Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama, 'cause I just saw her in the park. Sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, and then my mind just walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Oh, Mama, why don't you get up?
Return of the spiders. I hate spiders. Dan Melcher's Broke Review with Hungry Ghost. Spike Jones and his City Slackers. My old flame. And Apocalyptica. Chamber music for your chamber. Oh, the Mountain King. You've been listening to the Swag Halloween Special. If you would like to have this broadcast for your Halloween festivities, it should be available for easy downloading if you get my drift at swagradio.org in approximately 1 to 2 business days, or at least before Halloween evening. You expect me to work quickly? When I'm all deformed? So anyway, coming up in approximately 5 minutes, rock and roll. Brought to you by the doctor. The doctor should be here any minute. He's going to attempt to do his Halloween special. Oh, it's going to be so scary. So scary. So just stay tuned as the doctor drops in on us and, Ogre anyway, and Mom's favorite dress. I'm gonna go home now. I'm going to go home and sit in the dark. Think about what I've done. We'll leave you alone with Criswell and the rest of the cast of the fine motion picture Orgy of the Dead. You've been listening to the Swag Halloween special on WIDR Kalamazoo.
Have you not enjoyed the evening's festivities? Ah, that will soon change when you become one of us. It would seem that the Wolfman would have you for his own. I have promised both the Wolfman and the Mummy a reward. It could be that you all that reward. You need not worry. Not just now, anyway.
Leave her alone, you fiend!
Fiend, is it? You will not be so fortunate. Your existence will cease within moments. No one wishes to see a man dance. And you, my dear, will entertain for centuries to come.
If I could get my hands on you...
Oh, you could do nothing. I can save you much pain.
Leave her alone, I tell you.
I do not joke in my proposals.
She is to be mine. It is so spoken.
The Princess of Darkness would have you for her own to join us through extreme pain. Yet I am inclined for one as lovely as you to be more lenient. I have but to touch you with my finger, and it would mean the end of you all over, quickly and painlessly.
No! No! No!
I repulse you? Very well. It seems you have chosen your own fate. Live with it. I should say die with it.
I've got the ropes loose now. I've got my hands free. Be careful. Don't change your expression too much. They must not catch on.
What can we do against them?
I don't know yet. We'll just have to watch our chance. When it comes, I'll know what to do. I hope I'll know what to do.
I still don't know whatever made me go steady with a crackpot writer like you.
All right, put it on heavy.
My old boyfriend Tommy would never have gotten me in a mess like this. At least he's got brains.
Him. I'll bet he sleeps with all the lights on.
Maybe so.
I could make her another Cleopatra. Without the snake, of course.
Well?
Ah, she will be yours.
When?
At your discretion. But first, I desire more entertainment.
The moon is almost gone.
Ah, there is yet time.
At the first sight of the morning's rays light.
I know the laws of the night. I state there is still time for yet another.
I would have time for my own pleasures.
Your own pleasure comes only after mine, when I desire it. I am the sole ruler of the dark world. There is no one to challenge my authority here. My word is the law, all powerful. No one is to challenge that authority. No one. Is that understood? It is my command.
I understand, Master.
Then see that it does not happen again in the penalty of everlasting despair. Now, are there others?
There are others.
Well, then, let us proceed.